Hello, 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 hello. Welcome, everyone, to today's pronunciation challenge. I'm your host, Sam, and today's video is called Lessons from the Longest Study on Human Development. I mean, how can you not be interested in that video just from that title? Anyway, it is, of course, a very interesting video. I think this is one of those, sort of instant classic TED Talk videos where it's sort of, I don't know, it's just very sort of informative and opens your eyes a little bit, opens your mind, you could even say. But anyway, I'm not going to talk too much about the video today, but I do recommend it. So, as usual, check out the video if you're interested. And over here, we're going to get on to our challenge. The amount of information that's now been collected on these people is just completely mind-boggling. It includes thousands of paper questionnaires and terabytes worth of computer data. And before we start, before I even get into the vocabulary, this word is a word that everyone says differently. Some people say data, some people say data, but I actually had a professor in university that was very insistent that the correct pronunciation is data. So actually, ever since then, I've always pronounced it as data. As far as the correct pronunciation, honestly, I think you can kind of say either one, but I say data. So if you want to listen to my professor, you can say data. But anyway, yes, let's get on to our vocabulary. So first we have mind-boggling. It's kind of a fun one. Mind-boggling, overwhelming, and startling. So the first one is mind-boggling. This is kind of a weird word, isn't it? In fact, I don't think boggle is a word, or if it is a word, it's not very commonly used. And mind-boggling just means, like, unbelievable. You know, you can just imagine, actually, if you want to think about this, like, there's a board game called Boggle. I don't know if you guys have it in Taiwan, but there's a board game called Boggle where you have all these little cubes and you have to shake it up, and then the little cubes jump around in this little container thing, and that's called Boggle because all these things kind of jump around and bounce around inside of that little cube thing. And so when you think about all that stuff jumping around and whatever, and then you think of mind-boggling, you can just imagine your mind kind of getting shaken up, and, you know, that's kind of the idea of mind-boggling. That just, like, throws your mind out of control. It's just, you can't even believe it. It boggles your mind. Yeah, anyway, so that's mind-boggling. And next we have overwhelming. Overwhelming. And overwhelming, of course, just means something is just so much. It's so, you know, either so big or so many or so much or so powerful, or, you know, in some way it's just something that is just, you know, difficult to understand, difficult to even control, to wrap your mind around. That is overwhelming, right? So you could also say the amount of information that's been collected on these studies is just completely overwhelming. Or you could say, an overwhelming amount of information that's now been collected, blah, blah, blah. You can use that in the exact same way as mind-boggling. Next we have startling. Startling. So many of you probably know the word startle. So the word startle. So if you're startled, that means like you were kind of scared. For example, if you're at your computer and you have your headphones in and someone comes up behind you and pokes you on the shoulder, you get really startled. You know, you're not necessarily scared. There might not be anything scary about it, but when you're startled, it means you kind of, you know, you kind of jump. You go, whoa, right? That's getting startled. You know, people always say, oh, I like horror movies. I just don't like getting startled. You know, some people like all the crazy, creepy stuff, but maybe not being startled, or vice versa. Some people like startling horror movies, but not the creepy ones. But yeah, so that's to be startled. So if something is startling, of course, it can mean that it startles you, but in this case, it just means, like, you know, sort of similar to overwhelming. It's just sort of, wow, you know, you're almost startled at the fact that, you know, whatever piece of information you just heard, right? You can say there's a startling amount of information. It's just like, wow, that's an incredible amount of information. Yeah, that's startling. Next, we have questionnaire and survey. Questionnaire and survey. So questionnaire, it's essentially, they're both quite similar, and in many cases they're used interchangeably. However, a questionnaire is in general, it's basically just questions that are used to collect some sort of information, whereas a survey has more of a sort of analytical, statistical calculation aspect to it. Like a questionnaire is usually sort of about the questions and the answers to those questions, whereas a survey is typically for like a different kind of goal. And you know, you'll do like a survey of a population to analyze data or to collect data, whereas a questionnaire is sort of usually just to, I guess, less about data, more about qualitative answers, you could say. Yeah, I mean, in many cases they're used interchangeably, so I wouldn't worry too much. But for instance, if you're talking about a population, if you're looking at a, there's something called a census, and that's just like when you do a survey, essentially, of a population, or of a, you know, of a community or of a group of people, that's called a census, or, you know, so that's a type of survey, or you could do like a customer survey. And then a questionnaire is, I guess in that case, for like a customer survey, you could also do a customer questionnaire, or like, you know, if you want to measure employee satisfaction or something, you could do a questionnaire and ask all the employees what they think. Yeah, anyway. Next, we have terabyte, gigabyte, megabyte, kilobyte, and byte. And you're probably thinking, why am I teaching all these? Actually, the reason I mention these is, one, because it came up in the video, but also this is one thing that I think a lot of people don't know how to say in English, because even though it's written the same way as in English, it's often pronounced and said differently. So in Taiwan, at least from my experience, correct me if I'm wrong, by the way, if I'm wrong, I apologize, but from my experience, I noticed most people, for example, for gigabyte, they'll say, like, you know, 纸币 or something, or like 纸 or something, you know, 四句 or something, or like 五句, whatever. Or you know, GB or something like that, say the letters, KB, B, whatever, MB, all that stuff. But we actually, in English, we typically say the whole word. So a terabyte is like, at least in terms of consumer products, that is the most, or the biggest one. Yeah, so a terabyte is 1,000 gigabytes, or about 1,000. I think it's like 1,024. Yeah, so that's a terabyte. And then a gigabyte is 1,000 megabytes. And then a megabyte is 1,000 kilobytes. And a kilobyte is 1,000 bytes. And you might recognize that prefix kilo, right? Like from a kilogram is 1,000 grams, or a kilometer, or, you know, some people say kilometer, right? A kilometer, that's 1,000 meters, right? So as you probably guessed, that kilo there means 1,000. That's why also you see people say, like, you know, 5K or something, which just means, of course, 5,000, something like that. Yeah, so, and also I should mention, with the letter G, right, when we say, like, gigabyte, we don't say GB, but we also don't say GB. Like often people, in Taiwan, when you spell out something, I think with other Taiwanese people, I would say, of course, yeah, just say ju, right? Many English speakers get like kind of confused when they hear that, because it sounds, yeah, I don't know what, I guess it's just kind of confusing, because there's no letter with that sound. We of course have J and we have the G sound, but we don't have ju, right? So if you're ever chatting with, I don't know, if you need to spell something out or say the letter G with an English speaker, I would recommend pronounce it as G rather than G, right? And the same goes for, like, you know, gigabyte. Also, for gigabyte, you can just say gig. It's also pretty common. We say terabytes, gigabytes, megabytes, kilobytes, and bytes. We don't really say megas or teras, but we do say gigs. It's like 5 gigs. You get 10 gigs, 2 gigs, 1 gig. Yeah. Anyway, that is all we have for today. I hope that was useful. I'm going to read our challenge one more time and we'll wrap it up. The amount of information that's now been collected on these people is just completely mind-boggling. It includes thousands of paper questionnaires and terabytes worth of computer data, or data, whatever you want. Anyway, that is all we have for today. I hope you all enjoyed. And let me know, how do you pronounce the letter G? I'm just joking. Or actually, yeah, let me know. Why not? Just for fun. And that is all we have for today. If you watched the video, let me know your thoughts. I'm very curious. I think this is I don't think there are many not good TED Talks, but this is a pretty big topic, kind of an interesting one. So anyway, and we have it on our homepage as well, so I'm sure many of you have already seen it. But anyway, that is all we have for today. Thank you all one final time for listening. As usual, I'm looking forward to listening to your recordings, reading your comments, and all that good stuff. See you guys in the next one. Bye.